USA News Update. I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is continuing to brag that the United States has the strongest economy in the world. This as the majority of Americans, 61% of them, are still living paycheck to paycheck. Nearly 8 in 10 consumers who make less than $50,000 a year are unable to pay for their future bills until they receive their next paycheck, according to LendingClub.com's research. And about 4 in 10 Americans who are earning more than $100,000 are facing similar struggles. This as the U.S. Labor Department reported that 187,000 jobs were created in August. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is helping to ensure that the Labor Day travel weekend will be as disruption-free as possible. Speaking at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, the Transportation Secretary says he has a personal stake in the matter.
Like millions of Americans, I'm traveling this busy Labor Day weekend to be with family. And I know so many Americans are hitting the road or heading to airports to do the same.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says the number of missing people in the recent Maui wildfires is expected to drop into the double digits. In a social media video, he noted the death toll remains 115. Last week's unaccounted-for list released by the FBI included the names of nearly 400 people. Since then, many have been reunited with their loved ones or were never missing. President Biden is planning to visit Florida Saturday to survey the damage caused by Idalia. Early estimates say Idalia caused from $12 to $20 billion in damage. The storm made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane and is now a post-tropical cyclone moving out in the Atlantic Ocean. This is USA News.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices, but many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
The White House is suggesting that some illegal immigrants and asylum seekers ought to be housed at Atlantic City International Airport. Speaking on Fox and Friends, New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew says the proposal will drain his state's resources.
This is not just an Arizona problem or a Texas problem or a California problem. This is a United States of America problem.
Van Drew adds a proposal threatens national security.
We have the FAA Technical Center there, who's doing very important work, some of it which is very significant for the safety of this country in air flight. And we have our F-16s that are there as part as of our defense as well, as part of the Air National Guard.
A popular rapper is in hot water after he got frustrated during a recent concert. USA's Corey Myers explains.
A police report being filed against rapper 50 Cent after he allegedly threw a microphone into the crowd at his L.A. concert. TMZ reporting an L.A. radio host filed the report after she got hit in the head. It appears the rapper was frustrated after being handed several mics that didn't work before he threw the microphone.
And finally, President Biden has nothing on his public schedule for this long holiday weekend. The president spending the weekend once again at his beach house. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.